Where the stick is.
All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of Where to Stick It After Dark. I am one of your hosts, Pete, and with me, as always,
Prospect
Lobo,
Delta Strange X.
And today we're taking a break from some movies, and we're just kind of talking about how a lot of media got pushed back because of COVID. So there was a lot of movies that were supposed to be released in 2020 and 2021 that were made and never released until now. And there's kind of a flood of, like, not just movies. It's like TV shows, video games. What else, Dan?
There's a lot of shit coming out now. I mean, those are definitely the two biggest, but a lot of people are talking to me recently like, oh yeah, 2022 has been like really good movies. And then I'm like, I think these are movies we were supposed to get fucking 2 years ago.
They are. And it's not a lot. There are a lot of good movies, but it's just a lot of movies. Like, look at what we have to do every month to like figure out our monthly wrap ups.
Yeah.
Like, we have to pick three movies out of a constant stream. And like, when we first
at least
look,
10 at
because
point.
Like Dan usually looks at some lists and like kind of knows what's coming out. But then there's like 10 other movies come out that we had no clue about. And we're like, oh, yeah. I would have wanted to do that.
You don't even hear about
see
it.
Them on Instagram ads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh shit, that comes out next week.
Right.
Fucking with way better actors.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I could have spent 2 hours waiting.
Beavis and Butthead movie was last minute.
Yeah.
Mm. They're like, oh yeah, by the way, you guys getting that like end of this month, and no one knew about that coming out, you know?
Yeah.
And that has to do with like, you know, modern day society and like them blending in now compared to when they were like, you know, late 80s, early 90s and everything.
Yeah. I'm curious how that plays out.
But I mean, like, I wonder if like, you know, some of these shows too, like Kenobi and Mandalorian, some of these other things, if they would have been out sooner, would they have been farther ahead than they are now? Like,
well, no, because we got an on schedule Mandalorian season because it was already mostly shot by the time, you know, COVID restrictions were easing for like shooting movies and stuff. So like that we were good on. But there were so many shows, like all the Marvel shows.
Yeah.
Like all of that stuff got pushed back.
Productions just stopped recording.
Yeah.
Like Top Gun, he kept recording and they kept having to like shut down production shit. But he was like, nah, we're gonna record. There was like a whole thing, like there was a whole video of him like going
freaking out on somebody.
For somebody not having a mask on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like just going in on them. Like he took that shit serious.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, wasn't Morbius done?
Morbius was supposed to come out like 2020.
Done like 2 years ago.
But they just were sitting on it because they didn't want to release it when no one was going to theaters.
They released it twice.
Yeah. But it's also like, just to play devil's advocate with the situation, it was also a period when nothing was getting released because they were shelving everything.
We had a couple of months of nothing. So, Tiger King was like what we had.
Yep. Yeah.
So
a couple Netflix shows.
At this point, I feel like this was what was being released prior to COVID, and we're just not used to the influx of content.
Actually, it's crazy to think. In my mind, Tiger King's like a 10-year-old thing. That was
a year.
Yeah. That was the year COVID came
shit
out.
Shit is just coming out rapid fire. Like, remember this month when we were talking about TV shows and it's like, oh, what's coming out? And it's like Kenobi,
everything.
The Boys, The Umbrella Academy, like everything's like coming out. The Orville. It was like, God damn, like everything I watch is coming out this month. Like it's overwhelming.
Yeah, there's way Miss Marvel too.
And that too.
I haven't even started it yet.
I didn't even know that was out.
And everybody's talking about it like, oh my God, it's fantastic. I'm like, what do people do for a living?
Right. Disney
How do you have time to watch
shows,
all of them?
Maybe five shows
more,
this month.
Because you're not even thinking of this month alone. Yeah,
this month
alone. Over the year, dozens. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. Like, think about all the Marvel shit that came out this year. We got so many shows.
Millions of dollars being spent.
End of May, early June. They legit gave us Moon Knight, Kenobi, Miss Marvel, The Boys,
Umbrella Academy. I think Umbrella Academy's out today, if I'm being honest.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, Stranger Things.
I haven't started a series and they put out a new. Oh my fucking God.
Stranger Things.
And this is all because we all subscribe to every platform now. So they're just like, we have everybody's money.
Yeah.
We'll make everything.
But you know what's crazy too? Here we are.
You know what's funny is like you think like, oh, I wish I could just like bundle them together and just have the ones I want. And it's like,
you know what that is? Cable.
It's called cable.
Yeah.
But it's crazy how we're June of 2022 and you still can't get a PlayStation.
Yeah.
You still can't get a fucking PlayStation 5. If you like sit on the sites, it's probably a little bit easier now.
I'm so glad I'm
out
of like...
But they're not in stores.
Like, the fact that I don't need a gaming console anymore is delightful, because the 8-month stretch where I didn't have my Switch was god awful.
I'll tell you, mine is 95% used to watch movies on, and very little time actually spent playing video games these days.
I don't have the time.
I don't have the time either.
Well, I mean, the whole thing with another thing with the products being like, you know, delayed and everything was like the graphics cards. Remember waiting, getting
you
a graphics
flipping
card
and dipping them.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
Waiting in lines.
Yeah, but I
greasing
was,
the palms of security dude, guards.
I had some awkward parking lot conversations
yeah,
with people.
Yeah, I had to literally do shady shit to get one, and I was like, it's a fucking computer chip. I'm online with nerds.
Yeah,
I had same to meet thing. Somebody in the parking lot.
Same thing with cars. That's why cars are so expensive.
Yo,
right
they were
now.
Doing that shit with Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Yo, Pokemon cards.
People were
cards
shaking down Targets.
A year and a half ago.
That's right.
Maybe like, less.
Hey, by the way, when that's you right. get a shipment in, I will cut you.
Yeah.
If you don't give me that box of Pokemon cards.
Dude, crazy. Because
I got to open them up on YouTube.
But now you go on Target today, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck anymore.
No. Given what like candy. You can buy them at 7-Eleven.
Shortage of Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards. The Japanese ones too were selling for fucking guap.
Yeah. You so know, so that's just stuff. The world we live in.
Yep.
Woo. But even like used cars being sold for more than new cars. Like
they're
I know,
but they're still playing crazy. The game like, oh, we're not making any more cars.
Yeah.
No cars are being shipped out. You can't get any cars. It's like, well, oh, okay. We're just raising the price on everything, huh?
The thing with cars sick. Is funny because they're blaming it on the microchip shortage, which, okay, there's microchip shortage. That's why you can't get Xbox. That's why you can't get graphics cards. Guess what? You can't get cars either.
We got to take out all the breast implants.
But now,
everybody, take out your breast implants.
Now, the it's other different, excuse.
Different. It's a different thing.
Silicone. No?
They're different things, though.
Oh, okay.
Now the fucking the other excuse is that all the cars are sitting in shipping containers, and these shipping
don't,
containers
don't. We're not. They're coming. Those aren't the guns they're coming for.
I have the right to bear arms
and breasts
and breasts.
Nice. The fucking cars are in shipping containers, and them shits are just sinking now because they're like nobody's working the ports. I'm like, what?
Don't we have a bunch of tanks and fields
that's
that we
prospect.
Bought for
come
no
on.
Reason?
Let's go moonlight as dockmen.
We should
we'll work the ports. Let's go work the ports.
We'll just make a couple Porsches disappear. I'm like, a few of those sunk.
Get drunk on rum every night, complain about our backs.
Imagine that would be like pirates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, this is not a bad idea.
Yep. And we'll go run it. We'll go shake it down.
I mean, listen, we live in a world now where...
No, but you see people do shady shit like that and then they get arrested. Like the fucking Red Power Ranger was like, oh, yeah, PPE loans, give me all that money. And now he's fucking facing 10 to 20.
No, he was taking like donations, I think.
Yeah.
He was appealing. That's something different.
I'm just saying. Any shady shit you do nowadays, you're going to get fucking...
Especially if you're the Red Ranger, you know.
They know you got money.
Yeah, A-list celebrity.
Think of how fucking famous we are at this point. Word gets out.
A-list celebrity. The Red Ranger. I think that's like E.
Yeah.
E-list.
Yeah. A fucking letter for that.
Side E.
Yeah. Backwards Russian Q.
Cyrillic.
Yep.
I'm just curious
font.
What else they have in the fucking pipeline for shit. Like Jurassic Park and everything's coming out now.
I think there's going to be a cutoff.
They're making everything
right now. I think they caught up.
I think they're caught up now?
Absolutely.
I think there's going to be a cutoff.
But it might just be what the flow is now.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's crazy the sheer amount of like Netflix shows that come out every month. Like when you go through like new releases on Netflix, it's just like, how do they have the time and the money to make all
but
of these
that's
shows?
More
because
think
but
of
that's it, their model, though.
But think of how much money is being poured into
just
them,
to like, not that much.
But everybody has it. It's a constant revenue stream. Yes, they might not be getting more.
No, they're in so much debt.
I don't know if
they
they're in
so
debt.
Much, no, they're in massive debt. They spend so much money.
They're in debt on paper.
They're talking about
but
getting
but think of how much money is being moved.
Stockholders are talking about like suing Netflix because they're
if
like,
if you're
how much is being
that
sold
many
off?
Shows though?
But it's just the model for everybody at this
much.
Point. Like you have everybody producing original content. You have Hulu, Amazon, Netflix,
Paramount, Showtime,
Paramount, Discovery Plus,
HBO.
Everybody's producing original content. Everybody's making $5 off
Shutter.
Of everybody watching it, at least on average. Because you figure some people charge $3, some people charge $12.
Yeah.
So you're supplying the money for this stuff getting made, essentially. No, that's not what it breaks down.
It depends. If you get a show like Lord of the Rings, which is the most expensive show ever made.
Yeah, or Disney Plus just like churning out these like movie level episodes of shit.
But the facets of Amazon, you have to also consider, like, they're not hurting for cash.
No.
No one showing up with a duffel bag full of cash like, oh, we got to make this Lord of the Rings picture.
I mean, in the last 2 or 3 years, you'd have to say these last 6 months have been the biggest boom.
Oh, yeah.
Of stuff we've gotten, for sure.
But I feel like it's been a pretty steady stream for the last year.
It's been pretty consistent. Yeah. But there's been a lot of 6 months.
Wonder Woman was another one that we saw that was delayed for a long time.
But yes. Exactly. There's been a lot of big wet farts throughout all of it. Yeah. Wonder Woman. Morbius. Moon Knight. Morbius.
It's not all good. And that's the thing
Moon Knight. Moon Knight.
Moon Knight was bad.
Right. Moon Knight. So it was terrible.
What's going on with your boy now with Flash? What's with that movie?
That movie's going to get pushed back till 2025.
It may never come out.
Ezra Miller's molesting people. Yeah.
That's crazy that they put all this time and money into it.
Shooting scenes with the main character, but yeah.
He's the crux of the universe at this point.
Yes.
Because what they're introducing in the movie
everything.
Was resetting everything.
Yes.
And he's fucked everything to the point where it's just like none of it's going to happen.
I just feel like it can't be that good of a movie then. If they're willing to it can't be.
Way more to do with that.
Yeah, there's going to be theaters that are going to be like, we don't want to carry it. There's going to be streaming services that are going to be like, we don't want to carry it. People are going to boycott it. Yeah. People are not going to go. They know they're going to lose a ton of money on this.
But you can't imagine it's nothing more different than an average workplace.
Yeah.
Like, as much as this is such a huge business, this guy's... You can't have this dude be the star of the movie.
No, you're right.
Under everything that's going on with him.
No.
He's hitting women. He's throwing chairs at women's heads. He's choking women. He's like breaking in people's houses.
Can they like release it and not pay him?
Nah.
No.
No, it's just not going to matter.
It's not a good look.
Yeah. Several reasons, like that's not even it. Like they know it's going to flop right now. Mm-hmm. If they put it out right now, even if like the people who go see it are like, oh my God, they changed comic book movies forever. There's going to be a large group of people that are going to be like, fuck that.
There's nothing that they can do in this movie that will write whatever's going on right now.
Like if I saw it and it was dope, I'd be like, that was dope.
Yeah, probably.
But know that that's probably what happened. But at this point, it's just never going to happen. Which is like,
let's see.
That's crazy. Let's see. How much money and time and like years. Now? What about
$200 million? $200 million they spent on the Flash.
They haven't even started advertising for it yet.
Pay off student loans.
They tried to in that DC comic clip, but yeah, they haven't.
But now that's fucked up for everybody else in that movie.
Oh,
that's
fucked super.
Up for, it's fucked up for literally everybody else in the world except for Ezra Miller,
like a new Supergirl. But and like mad shit in that movie.
Think about like working on a movie for 2 years.
Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah.
Let's deep fake him to fucking John Mulaney.
He's getting reintroduced.
No, I feel like there's no way they're going to scrap this.
John Mulaney.
Deep fake it to John Mulaney. Who else can we throw it to?
They did that in the fucking other movie we saw with Chris D'Elia.
Oh, with the girl, yes.
Yeah, with the helicopter pilot and that fucking army.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot her name.
Tig Notaro.
Yes. Who else could you throw in for Ezra Miller?
Everyone wants the TV show guy.
Andrew Garfield?
No.
Yeah, everybody does the want the TV show, dude. But Grant Gustin, I think his name is.
Grant Gustin?
I've watched a few episodes of the show. It's not bad.
It's very
fun.
Good. I actually think it's
whatever.
Very good.
How fast do you think they could reshoot it? As fast as the Flash,
let's
say?
He doesn't like being the Flash anymore. He asked to not be put in costume.
But let's say they reset it and kill off Barry Allen and introduce Wally West. And it's a totally new person.
I mean, listen, they might dangle a check in front of him and he's like, okay.
If all he has to do is show up.
Yeah, but reshoot the whole movie?
No, I would say reshoot the scenes Ezra Miller's in, because as long as they can have him standing in for whenever there's a stand-in for Ezra Miller, they could swing it. If he just shows up and does every scene.
Nah, it's just going to get scrapped.
What if they could deep fake him? Like,
and
legit,
they're going to release it years later.
Do you think they could invest like crazy money in deep fake and deep fake the whole fucking movie?
I'm sure at that point they wouldn't even want to spend the money. But yeah, they could.
Yeah, dude, you're talking about another like $50 million on top of that. To do that well.
To save it though? $50 million?
Do it.
Mm.
I don't know.
This is why we don't have millions of dollars to throw at things.
Why is this guy going so crazy? What's his deal?
He's nuts, apparently.
Also, he refers to himself as they. He wants to be referred to as they.
All right, sorry.
Why is they crazy?
It's a fair question.
They.
What did it start off with? I remember he was harassing people on vacation.
They were
harassing
people.
They was harassing people on vacation. That was the start of it, right?
He choked the woman out 2 years ago.
They choked the woman out 2 years ago?
Yeah, that's when it started. They choked the woman out, yeah. That's where it started.
Okay. Oof. And then
they need to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to chill.
They need to take a deep breath.
There's a commas butthole.
Then they broke into somebody's home.
Yes.
That's the one I'm thinking about.
Their passports.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Committing federal crimes over here, stealing passports.
Why?
They thought they were the
Flash.
Then
he threw the chair. I mean, they threw the chair at the woman's head.
Yep.
And that was like recently.
This motherfucker done lost it.
They are wild.
With the 18-year-old girl that he's on the
list
with.
We haven't had a good celebrity freak out of this level since like Charlie Sheen.
I was going to say, we haven't had one in a while, come to think of it.
But they're not that even big of a celebrity.
That was even longer ago.
Yeah. They're a very niche entity.
Seriously.
Vaguely in the fashion world, vaguely in indie films, but really not a household name.
No, by no means.
And like almost exclusively household
movie,
because of The Flash.
They were in it. Like, I've seen them before.
Even if I seen the face, I'd be like, oh, yeah. They.
That's them.
Exactly.
That's they. Exactly. I know they.
They're there.
From that thing.
Look at them.
They are there.
But to do what he's doing, to do what they're doing right now is just...
You see how hard this is, Prospect? You see what 2022 has done to us?
No.
You know how difficult this is?
They are a very special case.
Yeah.
So let's not lump all of the they's thems to fucking...
This day.
Yeah. I had a headache before we recorded. Now, I'm done.
We're just talking about this then. They are wildin'.
Indeed they are.
What else, Dan?
What else was I going to say?
I'll tell you what, that Fantastic Beast movie was a real turd with them.
Yeah. They did not act well in that film at all.
No.
They were very annoying.
Them's was crazy as hell.
Them's had some wig work in that movie.
Them's had the wildest wig. That was a full unit. Ugh.
Moon Knight was also just not what we expected.
Yeah, who gave a fuck?
Yeah, it was rough.
It seemed like every choice that could have possibly been made was the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
I just had no interest in seeing that, honestly.
You dodged a fucking fat bullet.
Even Boba Fett. I like Star Wars, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot.
Oh, no,
everyone was like, it's not good.
I skipped it.
Kenobi's all right. Pretty good so far.
Moon Knight, every episode, I sat there and I watched it thinking like, oh, the next one's going to be good.
Right.
The next one's going to make all of this make sense.
There's people out here.
Until the last episode.
Because WandaVision kind of did that for us.
Yeah.
It dragged.
The first four episodes were dog shit.
Yeah, seriously.
For sure.
Until the fifth episode, you were like, oh, okay, this is going somewhere. Moon Knight, until the last episode, you're like, oh, this is going to be the episode where it really pays the fuck off. And they did nothing.
Yeah.
They're making these shows so limited also. Like, yo, make a 10-episode series.
Yeah, dude.
What's with this 6-episode, 8-episode shit?
Because they're not developing
anything. Especially if you're doing a limited series. Like, right. Give us a bunch.
Exactly.
Because they're not following the model of the Netflix Marvel shows, where they made the character dynamic enough to hold 12 episodes.
Dude, Daredevil was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of those shows were awesome.
But they can't fill a season at this point.
Mm.
Like, even Iron Fist compared to Moon Knight.
No, I think, honestly.
Yeah,
I'd rather watch Iron Fist over Moon Knight
any day of the week.
I think the budgets are so big, though. They can only make so many.
But it's just blown on shitty CGI.
A lot of it is, yeah. Well, I mean, like I said,
all of Moon Knight was garbage CGI.
Oh, yeah.
They're giving us, like, 4 hours, 4.5 hours of a Marvel movie or a Star Wars movie. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're giving us a lot of content in a short span of time. And it's like, that's cool. But like, if you're going to make it a series, like I hope like the next season of Loki is longer.
Mm-hmm.
Like as one of the shows that got renewed, it's like, okay, you did 6 episodes. People loved it. So do a 10 episode season now.
I agree.
Yeah, Loki did well, but that was like one of the earlier ones that they did.
Yeah. I mean, that was a little bit ago Loki. Now. Yeah.
You know, on the scale of things, that was definitely one of the earlier ones.
I think
ones.
That was like December.
Actually, I think it was like Loki, Hawkeye, and then WandaVision.
No.
Those, no?
Well, WandaVision. Came those were first. The earliest
ones. Those were the earliest ones.
Yes, but it was WandaVision.
Cap and Winter Soldier, I believe.
Yeah, Winter Soldier and then Loki.
But
last.
Then, you know, it was kind of annoying. Like when we saw Doctor Strange, it was a super hyped up movie. It was fine. It was okay. But like if you didn't see WandaVision, some of the things in that movie didn't totally click, you mm-hmm. know? Like with her with the kids and everything. But like, I'm not trying to sit here and watch a whole series to then watch a movie that should have been its own thing, you know?
That's how Disney gets the money.
I've always kind of, when they talked about doing that with the Dark Tower series years ago, and like, I was like, that's such a bad idea. Like trying to cross it from like film to television is like not a great idea.
But
and
now
I still don't love it. Like it's
really?
Fine.
I think
like,
it's kind of cool.
Like they're, it's cool, but at the same time, it's like, then just give me a movie. You know
it's
what
a
I
totally
mean?
Feasible thing at this point, but you have to make it known.
Yeah,
like I feel like people went into Doctor Strange thinking like, oh, this is just a movie.
Yeah,
I seen the first Doctor Strange. I seen an Endgame,
and then Doctor Strange wasn't a Doctor Strange movie.
Not for nothing. I saw the first Doctor Strange 10 years ago.
Yeah,
it's older than that. I think like it's such a weird.
No. It's like 2015.
Yeah,
no, I feel like it's older than that.
No.
The first Doctor Strange
2015,
movie?
Maybe 2013.
I'll look it up right now.
He was a later introduction. To the Marvel Universe. He wasn't.
Yeah. He wasn't part of the original.
No.
Nothing. That's why he doesn't really pop up until the last few Avengers movies.
But yeah, it was kind of weird, like, you know, like having to almost, like, oh, it's 2016, the first one.
Mm. Yeah. So you're dead wrong.
6 years.
Yeah. That's 6 years ago.
I felt like it was like 10 years ago, dude.
Yeah. Feels like it.
Feels like it for sure. There's
yeah,
just so
we've
much
lived.
Shit.
We've lived quite the life.
Seen a lot of movies.
We got two Infinity War movies after that.
Yeah. It's true.
We got. Two big movies after
but
that.
But that's the thing. There was always an influx of movies.
Yep.
But I feel like it's just kind of leveled back to what it was before.
But I
so
feel like it's getting
big
closer
franchises
to that.
At the same time.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Just so many big franchises at the same time. Before it was probably like Star Wars, maybe just
a Marvel
Batman,
movie.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Batman.
Harry Potter fucking
Batman,
out
Star
here
Wars
swinging
movies,
big dick.
And
but...
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Now we have 10 of them going at the same exact moment.
He's right. There's like, because a lot of the movies that we kind of grew up on and just see as like, you know, singular, they go back and serialize a bunch of times.
Right. Right.
I just wonder what the next big one is. Like we all knew like, you know, Infinity War, Infinity Gauntlet, we knew that kind of stuff was coming. I wonder like what the next big one is. Spider-Man, we all knew. Into the Spider-Verse, like, you know, the whole, like, the three Peters. And
speaking of which, huge movie, though.
Speaking of which, coming back in September with more footage to
what's
theaters.
That?
Spider-Man. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, according to James Cameron, we're all going to fucking flood our basements, according to Avatar.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking
Avatar. He shot 2, 3, and 4 at the same time.
Yep. I
so everything's
want...
done?
That's what he's been working on for the last 10 years.
So as of right now, 3 and 4 are done.
Yes.
I don't want to watch this movie. I don't want to watch this movie
neither
at all.
I almost want to boycott
I
it.
Think we should avoid watching that
movie. We have to do it.
I
want to
watch it.
We have to do
it's
it.
It's going
to
be four fucking hours of blue people in water.
Can we do
blue?
Bleep that blah, but can we do
yeah, why not?
Straight.
You do whatever it's America. Do whatever you want.
Because
put it right onto your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Because
eyelids, wet them, spray
that's
them.
The
like, spray your eyelids.
Like a bad cat.
Blink really quick. Teleport in a different universe.
Because I have no desire to see another Avatar movie.
I don't give a fuck about that.
No, but it's going to be a big deal.
Listen,
it's
we have
be
to
a
do
big
it.
Deal.
Of course.
I'm sure it's visually going to be so interesting.
Yes,
gorgeous.
We have to
but
see that now.
You know how many times
absolutely.
I've seen Avatar since I watched it in theaters? 0 times.
I've seen it one more time.
I don't care.
I saw it
8
times in theaters.
Wow.
And most of them were. I think every time was IMAX. Okay.
You're not going to be able to see those little blue lizards in the water.
But I need to remind the class.
The water's blue.
I need to remind the class. Film degree. Like, okay, nerd. chill your boner.
Listen, no, it's not.
Back, but no, people. That's why that movie was the number one in the
it's
world.
It's not a terrible.
It had a lot of rewatchability. It was.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was. Smashed box office numbers.
It was for a while, and then Endgame surpassed it.
Yeah.
And then it re-released again so it could take the spot, and yep. then Endgame re-released again to take the spot. So they're going back and forth. Hmm.
Visually stunning, but the story of these movies,
it's not the worst thing.
It's not the worst thing.
It's
crazy. It's just recycled. It's a recycled storyline, but it's not the worst thing.
I'm just blown away.
It's Pocahontas
away.
With
that.
And Dances with Wolves. It's so many things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just blown away that you're saying the other ones are already done.
Or oh, he's been. No,
that's why he hasn't done anything in yep. years. Like, for legit, like almost the last.
But are they going to release year after year after year? Or is
so,
he going to
yeah.
take a break in between?
No, Avatar was 2009. Year.
So
2009?
Soon,
13 years.
Yeah. So now he has two coming out this year. Do you think he'll do like three next year, four the year after? Or
I think
possibly. So.
I think that's what
he's
aiming
lucky
to do.
As fuck that Sigourney Weaver hasn't fucking kicked the bucket yet.
But they're doing. They're using technology.
Sigourney Weaver. Everyone's CG
using, like,
in this
movie. Breaking eggs technology for this shit.
Yeah, you know
what? What does that even are. Mean currently? Because every CG thing I see currently is just like, oh, video game characters, cool.
Yeah, you know what?
So
was
unless they're
edge?
Literally shooting fucking squirt juice into my face, I don't care.
40X.
You know what was cutting 40. Edge, Lobo?
It's gonna snow in our movie.
Yeah, for real.
You know what was cutting edge in the 90s? Dancing Babies background.
Yeah, for real.
On Alan Windows Steel. 98.
Dancing Babies background.
So what I'm saying is saying something's cutting edge now, 10 years from now, we're going to be like...
A dancing banana singing yeah. about peanut butter and jelly.
I got that on my phone. It's a fucking filter. I am Avatar now.
But CJ holds up. We just did Pacific Rim.
Yeah. And no. When I recently, not recently, a couple of years ago, rewatched Avatar, like, it looks great.
It's gorgeous.
It looks
it
great,
is a, yes,
dude.
Beautiful movie.
I haven't seen it since 2009.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, it looks great. It does. Yeah, the story, it's not that the story's terrible.
Is it 3 hours?
It's, oh, it's yes. at least 3 hours.
At least 3 hours.
At least, yeah. Pretty sure 3:15.
I can't sit for that.
Listen. No, we're gonna go see one and two back to back.
2:42.
Okay.
Straight.
Nowadays, that ain't bad.
Zoned. I'm gonna be so off this planet. I'm gonna be where? What planet are they on?
You say you want to do shows
Pandora?
Pandora. I'm gonna be living on Pandora. Fucking
right. Pandora, isn't it?
Yes, it is Pandora. Mm.
And they're searching for unobtainium.
How original.
Unobtainium.
Wow. Okay, that was a misfire. I'll give it to you. That's a misfire.
Aluminium.
Vin Diesel's in the second one?
Is he now?
It says it right here. I'm looking at the cast. Vin Diesel, right?
He's
the Sigourney Weaver.
He's going to have to voice somebody.
He's going
to
be one of the... He's going to be Groot. Groot's going to go to
Pandora.
Maybe
he's a bad guy.
Maybe he's the... Oh. It can only make
Vin
it
Diesel
better.
It really can.
It can
Vin
only
Diesel
make it better.
I don't want to see this movie.
We're going to see it. We're
honestly,
definitely
now I'm
watching
excited.
It.
Maybe he's a street shark and he's swimming.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Or a ninja turtle.
Yeah. Maybe he plays Italian again.
He's an Italian on Pandora.
He's got a wig.
What are they called? Oh, the Navi? He's like, I'll fucking hanging out with the Navi.
It's called McGinney.
I'm not a gangster. I'm a gangster.
I'm a gangster and I ride one of these things that goes right up my
butthole ponytail.
Butthole ponytail. They put one in there for me.
I don't know. It, you know, Bob.
Let me
said
tell you
it.
Something about me. I don't rat.
Bob said it when he was here. Avatar's fine, but it's fucking overhyped.
It's fine. Yeah. No. Absolutely. Yeah. I fully agree with that. It's but it, like,
the textures he achieved, beautiful. They all look
there are
like
people,
buttholes.
There are people who fucking love that movie.
Yeah. Obsessed
there are
with
people
it.
Who are mad obsessed with that movie.
I think
movie.
Back then they were. I think now people are more.
Nah, when it comes out, people are going to go nuts. Literally, so? this movie's going to smash box offices.
It's a weird thing in the culture, though.
Yeah.
Unless we
even
make sure.
We're excited to watch it because we're just like, it was a phenomenon when it
yeah.
came out.
Or we make sure that no one goes to see it.
Everyone's going to go to see it.
No.
Everyone's going
yeah,
go
really
to go to see it.
I don't really see it flopping.
No. At the box office,
just
it's
out of pure curiosity,
kill.
People
yep.
are just going to go be like,
you know what? How
what
we stop
so
it? I have an idea. Here. Listen to this. This is how we stop Avatar 2 from ever airing.
We force one of the main stars
yes.
to go on a crazy crime
yes.
spree
with He's Ezra right. Miller.
No, with for real. Ezra Miller. We have to torture one of the main stars
genius.
Into
no.
insanity.
This is a genius idea, no. Dan.
If we can torture one of them.
No, we
by
just
the
have...
way, we decided earlier that Dan's going to run for mayor.
Oh, yeah. We talked
Mayor
about
of
that.
NYC.
You would be far more effective than any one of our previous mayors.
Honestly, it's not a high bar.
We looked them all up. Back to what? 17?
Back, way back. Way, yeah. All the way back.
1790.
The last good one we had was 1790.
Yep. Mm. Kruger.
Kruger.
New York was like a little like plant. He just watered it once a month. It was great.
He knew how to maintain the area.
Yeah, so we're going to have to do, we're going to drive one of these people crazy.
That's what it is. That's how you stop a movie from coming out.
One of us picked the dude. One of us picked the chick.
Who's the main guy in it? Is it Charlie Hunnam?
No.
No. It's,
he's an Upgrade.
Sam something.
Or, no, he looks no, like Sam the guy Worthington. In Upgrade.
Oh.
Sam Worthington?
Yeah, he's, no, him. He's in Under the Banner of God with Andrew Garfield.
Oh,
Hulu.
I know what you're talking about.
I'll take Sigourney Weaver.
The Mormon Show.
I'll date her a little bit. A wine and dine.
That's him, right?
Oh, isn't what's her That's name him. In it?
Maybe
Zoe something.
Zoe Saldana. You can stop.
Take her.
You could stop Avatar and the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I like Guardians though. What's her name? Sigourney Weaver.
She's too old. She ain't gonna go for it.
Maybe she will.
Who?
I'll tell
Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. He's gonna try to drive Sigourney. I have a better chance with
you.
The
can
other
make
one.
Sigourney Weaver hang out with Ezra Miller and get canceled super fast.
Who's this one? Who's the Kate girl?
Kate Winslet.
Yeah, maybe Kate Winslet.
You have a better chance with that.
Is Kate Winslet in this movie?
I'll hang out with her, and then I'll ghost her and drive her crazy.
Yep.
I'll steal her passport. I'll start an OnlyFans with her face.
But on your body.
On your yes. body.
Kate Winslet's got a good dick on her.
Yeah. Start just blasting nudes out. Posting them by schoolyards. We're gonna get this movie taken down real quick. Selling dope within 1,000 feet
with a mask with
her face, dude. That's easy to do.
Deep fake it.
Yeah,
in person deep fake.
No,
you make like a fake security camera footage. Hey, what's up? I'm Kate Winslet. You want to buy this heroin, little boy? What you got in your pockets? $5 here.
We're in a full latex suit.
Shoot it right in your veins.
I'll use one of the Snapchat filters with her face. Totally legit.
This video surfaced, and 15 minutes later, Kate Winslet was arrested 2,500 miles away from where it happened.
I'll be blowing red lights. Throwing garbage on the side of the side of the road.
Littering. Look at all this littering.
Yeah.
I'm Kate Winslet. I'm a dumb littering bitch.
And I don't like
really. Just from all angles. Yeah. Get her fucked up from all
You
want to
get a movie pulled?
Bleep. Big bleep.
This is real easy. All right, so that's the game plan.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
We need a deep fake Kate Winslet.
We'll draw up a blueprint on it. We'll get Bob on it.
Folks, we've now given you the blueprint. You want to take down a movie. Now you know how.
That's it. We got it. Avatar 2 will never see the fucking screen. If I have anything to do with it.
Kate Winslet's going down.
I don't even know who that is.
Wait, he couldn't get Leo? They couldn't get that reunion. James
Maybe
Cameron
he's in 3 or 4. We don't know yet. If
he
they
could
have
be
Vin
in 3 or 4,
if they have Vin Diesel,
if
in
there's
two?
Any reason to see 3 or 4, it's because Leo's in both of them.
They couldn't get Johnny
and Jonah Hill
because he was banned at the time.
Oh, why?
Because
he's fat
he's
and then
Depp.
Wasn't fat.
No, Johnny Depp because he was on trial. He was on trial in England.
I'm saying
on trial
for Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. Yeah, they're gonna have Leo and Jonah Hill. I'm saying toss Margot Robbie in there too. Just for funsies.
Damn. But you won't even see her. She's going to be a blue cat.
It's all right.
Yeah, what's the point of having any actors in this movie?
It's all motion capture. They're actually...
They should have had Billy West do all the voices.
Yeah, I could get one person to do it all.
Motion capture anyone.
Ugh.
James Earl Jones do all the voices.
How old is he? 98?
He's pretty old. He's got to be pretty old.
He's not doing the voices anymore, though. They're like...
I don't care.
They're doing CGI to his voice.
I just picture
how you CGI
no, they
a voice.
No, they're patching
all of
like
his shit together.
His voice basically at this point.
Gosh. They have so much recorded voice of his,
right?
That they're just like, oh, we can just take any line you've ever said. And
he is
Darth
indeed
Vader.
91 years old.
It's wild.
I just imagine him hooked up to an iron lung, laying down.
He actually looks like Darth Vader now,
like the Tweety Bird cartoons where he's just laying down.
No, I think what they're doing is he is talking, but they're making it him sound younger.
Yeah, they're cutting around it. Yeah. They're using voice effects on it.
Because they did it with Mark Hamill and Mando, too. And
yeah.
He's not as old as him.
Right.
It's weird that what's his name's even in Kenobi because he's not even in Kenobi.
It is weird that Hayden Christensen is in it. And
one
it's just,
scene.
He's in a suit. He's just him in the suit.
No, one scene he was in like the cloak and they could anybody, desert, really. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't know what else we're going to see, though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This whole time
he's
going to
go full frontal.
Who else is hiring?
Is he actually in the suit? No.
Yes.
Does
he's
Vader,
wearing the suit?
Yes.
That's what they're saying.
Yes.
Does Vader have a dick or is he full stump?
No.
And when we see him, we see him with like the bald head and the prosthetics on, that's apparently.
Well, what I'm saying is like when they're just filming the Vader walking around like antagonizing people, is that him in the suit?
That's him and that's his voice.
Why even put him in the suit?
Oh, really?
It's kind of unnecessary.
I think he's talking, like acting.
He was laying on his stomach in the lava pit. So the dick would have got burnt off.
No, I think it would be pressed up against the dirt. Dick in the dirt.
He was in a lava pit.
I think that
his legs
smoked.
Burnt up. You think his dick got smoked?
It's an appendage. It's just skin.
If I gave him some like, one,
it's getting burnt like, off immediately. He was pressing against his dick.
No, I don't think so.
I think he's got.
They might have gave more.
I think it was a little crispy, but I think it's fine. I think it's just maybe it's a little scarred.
I don't know.
He might have to rub ointment on it.
He might
like Stan from American Dad when he burns
over and over again. Every day.
No, I don't. That's sketchy. He doesn't have arms or legs, but you think he's got a fucking full pecker on him?
I don't think it's. I mean, maybe he's missing some pieces, but I think it's there.
They might have gave him like one of those mechanical ones.
Off. Maybe his balls burned off. If he had low hangers.
I'll give him the benefit.
His new one's like.
He's still got a dick.
His new one's like a power fist.
Think Darth Vader's ever getting laid?
Vader?
Yeah.
I
think he's just taking bodies.
Force.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, just thinks about it.
Bing. No, I'm telling you, the midichlorians.
Back to murdering.
Right.
Back to genocide.
The midichlorians is purely sperm count. As long as you keep all the poison inside of you, you're forever tied to the force.
Yo, he was snapping kids' necks in the fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
Not giving a goddamn.
He was just dragging a woman just because she was young.
That's no dick energy.
Yeah.
That's I have zero penises.
That could be true.
That's, you could be right. That's why he's just so angry. There's just nothing there. Yeah.
You're right.
No dick energy.
Maybe that's why he went, no, at the end of the first.
It wasn't Padme. We couldn't hear him whisper,
what about my dick and ass?
And Padme was like, we couldn't save them.
No. Kill me. My dick and balls. If one was left, one of the three.
Yeah.
He'd be like, you know what?
He has a nut left.
Right.
And like, just like a burned stump of a dick.
Because at least if he has a nut.
They burned down the only tree in that forest.
At least if he has a nut, he can still act like, you know, he's got something. Just tries to like pop it in.
No, he's just weird.
He just tries to pop it in.
Tries to pop the one nut in.
But maybe Dan's right. Maybe he has like full on Vader dick too. It's like leathery
Robo-cock?
And black and it's robotic.
Robocock?
You
know?
Robocock.
Yeah. He's got a Robocock. They replaced it.
That's got a respirator on it too.
Yep.
Now, would it be gay if they made it huge? If they're like, yo, Vader, we gave you dick. It's fucking massive.
Why is that gay?
It's not gay.
Having a big dick.
Dude, we gave you a big dick, but you can only fuck guys now.
But the dick's gay.
Yeah, but what if the guy...
I don't like this trade.
But then the guy's got to explain it to him. Like, yo, we gave you this gorgeous dick.
Look
it was,
at this.
It was, it was a chef's kiss.
It's a Robocock 9000. You've never seen anything
like
this.
Obi-Wan is crazy.
Yep.
They're gonna have
Vader
to
goes
to
the dick store.
I want that one.
All right, we've veered so far off topic.
Oof. I think it's time for Bob just to send us out.
Yep.
I think this is it, Bob. Tell them where to stick it.
Hey guys, it's your boy Lobo. Remind everybody to please like and subscribe wherever you listen, and it's a big help to us. You can interact with us on IG, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at Where to Stick It Podcast. Also on Twitter at Where to Stick It, and you can email us at WhereToStickItPodcast@gmail.com or visit our website, WhereToStickItPodcast.com.